Today's daf is daf hey, Masechet Nazir, and we're holding in the middle of the machlokus of understanding how often a Nazir Olam is able to be maker of the Sahara, and the Makor of the Limud is from Avshalom. So we see that there was a type of Naziris where he was being baby korbanos, Mishalom is Nidra, and it would Megaleach his Sar. Machlokus was shorting. Whether the Giluach Hasar, it's exactly 8:15, gentlemen, please reset your watches. There we go.
Look. I forgot to wind my watch last night.
Wind the watch. People haven't wound watches for the past 183 years. What are you telling me?
Sounded like a good excuse.
So we see from, as I said, there's a machlokus rishon in Lamaisa whether that means that he is makel b'seir, or he leaves the long growth, but he just takes it down a little bit.
Trim.
Takes a trim. According to Rambam, Imamish cuts off everything. According to some Rishonim, he cuts off everything except his payas, because it's going to be day for the Yisr of Hakofa. It's also big, it's a big Bistarofa. Then maybe we'll get to discuss some of those in Yonim. But whatever the Hakola is a reference to, that's what he does. And it says over there that it was the end of 40 years. Whatever, that's supposed to mean. Can't even get a haircut every 40 years. It wouldn't give you too many haircuts. But we'll see. The Gemara is going to ask today what that means. But Rebbe said the shear of a haircut yesterday is every 12 months. And the Rebbe Norai said it's every 30 days. And Rebbe Yossi says it's every week. Because Lamaisa, we don't see any indication that Avshalom was not Neig like B'nai Melachim, in general, so that he was able to be Megaleach normally. That's where we're up to. So we're holding today now on the end of the fifth line down, my time at the Rebbe. So Rebbe, as he said yesterday, he darshens it from Miketz Yamim, and he learns out Yamim, Yamim from Bote Arichema. Bote Arichema, we know it means 12 months. And the year two must be once every 12 months, because it's the same lashon, Yolos Mibote Arichema. The problem is that Rebbe himself darshens the lashon of Yamim by Bote Arichema to mean at least 2 days. Ein yamim pechutim mishnayim. So maybe that's what it means over here. The halacha is yomim, says tiegulato. So that means that if somebody wants to go ahead and to be goyal on the first day, he can't be goyal. You need to have 2 days, because it says yamim tiegulato. That's the pashas of the pasuk. So why does Rebbe Darshan now exereshav that it means shteimatzer chodesh? Maybe it should mean once every 2 days. That Avshalom got a haircut once every other day? No, because the Gzereshava is coming to define what the COVID is. The whole thing is because of COVID. It says, Ki kavad alav v'gilcho. His hair was heavy on him and he was Megaleah. So clearly we have a Kabbalah that the Giluach is in terms of the COVID Asar. When you tell me every other day, his hair was COVID on him. It's not overgrown. Therefore, it can't mean that. So Rebbe, therefore, understands there's two levels of meaning in the pasuk, just like there's about the Arichema. So the Gezerah Shava is a Gezerah Shava to the simple meaning of years. So it must mean, therefore, a year. Maybe it means 2 years. I mean, we find by Paro and by Yosef, it says, Vayimi Ketshnatayim Yamim. So Yamim can also mean 2 years. How does he know it means once every year? Because no, donin yomim she'eni ma'im shanim, yomim she'eni ma'im shanim. Va'al yochiach zeh she'yesh imo shanim. If we're going to learn it out from Avshalom, the lashon of yomim, then why should we learn it out from a place where it says shnatayim yomim? Shnatayim yomim is clearly a unique situation. It says shnatayim. By him it doesn't say anything, it just says yomim. Where does it say yomim without further ado? By Botei Arichema. Therefore we learn it out from Botei Arichema. How about, says the Gemara, Ema Mihacha, maybe we should learn it out of Exereshavet to Miyamim Yamima. Maybe the point over there is that maybe means once every 30 days. The Chetiv Ad Chedesh Yomim, where we're talking about the eating of the slav. So it says 30 Yomim. Yeah, but over there it says Chodesh. Here it doesn't say Chodesh. Donim Yomim She'inim Ahem Chodeshim. Yomim She'inim Ahem Chodeshim. If you're going to learn Avshalom, doesn't make sense. Ayuch Yer Zeh. We should say, well, here it says Yomim, and there's Chodesh Yomim. Should be the same thing, doesn't it? It's much more reasonable to say otherwise. Ayuch Yer Zeh She'ish Yomim Ahem Chodeshim. V'yema Mi'acha says, I got a good one for you. How about the hesped that was kept four times a year for Benot Yisrov in memory of the Tzara of Bat Yitzchak? And over there it says, Miyamim Yamima. That means four times a year. Four times a year is 3 months. So every 3 months you can be Mako Bissar. That's a good one. No, it's not a good one. It says over there, Yamima. It doesn't say Yamim. So donin yamim yamim, ain donin yamim yamima. What do you mean? It's an afkamina. We know the famous Talmud of Rabbi Shmuel. We've had 100 times. V'shav akoinu va'akoinu darshin zegzereshav from shav umbal. That doesn't sound even as close as yamim and yamima. This is the idea that counts, because zoi shiva v'zoi v'yas. Obviously, certainly yamima and yamim are the same idea. Yeah, but Hanimileh, the luck of the dummy lay. The dinner tenet of a Rabbi Shmuel is only where you don't have a better choice of word match. Of Lech, the ikad a dummy, the bit a dummy lay afina. So therefore, we have the best match is Lamaisa Yomim by Avshalom to Yomim from Batei Arishayma. Ikad Yamre. Others say a simple terrace. You can't learn from Yamim Yamima because it doesn't say Yamim Yamima that they split the year into four times. It says four times a year. How do you know what that means? Maybe first they have a gap of 2 months, and then they have a gap of 4 months. And then, I mean, it could be random. It could be selected for some other reason. It doesn't say that they split the year up into exactly, we should be able to have a shear at 3 months. If you're trying to talk about COVID, then we have to find a place where the Torah is telling a specific time, not the number of times a year. What are you going to say? That Avshalom can be Megaleh four times a year. So you should do four haircuts, one a week. And then the last one at the end of the year. I mean, it makes no sense. It can't have any application to COVID. Therefore, it's not a good place to be able to learn from. Who's to say that this means a haircut once every 3 months? Dilma Arba Zimne Beshata means first 4 months, then you give one haircut, chadzimna. Then 2 months, then you have another chadzimna, and so on. I mean, so forget it. Okay, so this is Rebbe's drosha. Best match for whatever many reasons we have is Batei Arichon. Rabbi Nuhuray Amer Megalech Achat Shloshim Yom. Says Rabbi Nuhuray, it's a double portion. It's got to be Achat Shloshim Yom. Because Be'emes, as we're going to see, Stam Naziris is Shloshim Yom. And we learn out from Stam Naziris, we already saw, so you say, yeah, but what's that again? This is a din of COVID. Yes, but Stam Naziris was the mocker for every Kayin. That a Kayin can't be Megadel Perah. Why not? Because it's overgrown. So if you're looking to define the nature of overgrown, what better place is there to define it than Gufa from the other Halach of overgrown, which is the Kayani, which itself is learned out of Stam Naziris. So in the end, we learn out that Shloshim Yom is the din of COVID. That's enough. That's my right. So, says Rabbi Noroi, my time I got the Koyani. Why did we learn out from Naziris to Koyani? Because Mishum Dika COVID. Or Kanami Dika COVID. So that's the point. And over here we see that ki kaveda love sorrow, right. This is the kaveda love sorrow, very partial. So this proves it.
But the
Russian
is also used by the
body. No, but it's mitzvah that it's para. We're not darshaning kovik, we're just saying that. The Torah wants to say, wants to see the kayanim not overgrown. Because over there, that's the whole parshah yecheskel. They have to look nice, and he does all the dinim that we learn out from there. So Hachinami Ika Kovet. So therefore it must be the same halacha over here. Fine? So there, probably the correct, I mean, the concept is really Nivo. The Gidosar is Nivo, but since we're learning it out from to Avshalom, so we use a Lashon HaRabbi. Rabbi Yossi Omer, I hold Megaleach, Me'erev Shabbos, Le'erev Shabbos. So because the whole point over here is that he's Ben Malachim, we don't find him being Noeg other than B'nai Malachim. Says the Gemara, but then what makes him a Nazir? I mean, if you're telling me that the point of the Nazir Olam is a Hamahaga, the way that he's normally Noeg, isn't that a contradiction? I mean, isn't the Nazirist, the way the Torah is expressing him, it's true, there's other dinim of Tumat Amel Amesim, of Shtiyas Yain, but the Torah is making the whole focus of Avshalom on his hair. If you're telling me that his Nazirus Eilam didn't affect his hair, that Lamaisa, living there in the palace, you would have no way of knowing there's a difference between him and his brothers. That's strange. So then what's the Indian of the Nazir Eilam? So Ma'ika B'nei, L'sharachoy. So where would we ever see a nafkamina in him? Well, the truth is that, I mean, I'll leave the Rambam's pshat that the union of the Giluach is that his Megaleach is Kol Sa'aro. I mean, what's this? A very difficult question. I mean, what, his brothers went around with a marine haircut? I mean, very, very strange question. If you learn like the Rishonim that say that it was just a trim, so on the contrary, it makes sense. A prince gets a trim once a week, makes it should look good. All right. But in any event, where do we see, we'll have to learn that it means, where do we see in the Hamhaga of getting a haircut that it's different? Which, you understand that in any event, it's a funny question. Because we know that he's going to bring carbonas. They don't bring carbonas every time they get a haircut. I mean, what asks me, what's a nicker? He can't drink wine. They can drink wine. He and so on. He can't be Metamil Amazing. So obviously the Gemara over here has some strange focus specifically that it should be nicker in terms of the anhog of the haircut. So the Rambam will simply say maybe nicker in terms of his hair, but how is it nicker in terms of his haircut? That's the question. So Tosis points this out that something is funny. I mean, for some reason we're focusing on this specific anhog, even though we've got plenty of issues that make it very clear that he's not the way the other brothers are. So where is there nafkamina in the haircut? Nafkamina is on Yom Tov. That's a Yom Tov falls out in the middle of the week. He can't get a haircut. He already had his haircut on the previous Erev Shabbos. So Yom Tov, Shkalu, Yez, Bem, Shah, Shabbos. We're over there, Acholi. They get a haircut, the covered Yom Tov, Ulo, Megaleah. Well, you know what? The truth is, every week there's a nafkamina. Because it's not the pshat that there's no connection to the carbon. You're saying, isn't the carbon enough of a reason? No. Carbon is not enough of a reason unless it's murgash in the haircut. Because we're looking for a difference in the haircut. But lamaisa is a difference in the haircut. Because if you're one of the other princes, so you can have the barber, the valet shows up in the palace before you go out in the morning. It's part of your getting ready for davening. It's the first thing in the morning. You take a shower, you get your haircut. But he has to wait until Akravas Carbonis. He's not going to be able to take a haircut until much later in the day. And that's already a difference in the haircut. So the brothers can be Megaleach Mitzah for the Malay Shabbata. And the morning, Friday morning, his brothers go get a haircut. He's not going to be able to get a haircut until he goes to Beis HaMikdash. No, Beis HaMikdash, to Mishkan. To Obama, and he brings his carbonas.
This is a problem that bothered me in this pasuk. He was going to Hebron, and he built Obama in Hebron.
That's about focus, and the Gemara discusses that. Gemara discusses that in Torah. It's about focus, whether he went there because the best carbonas are there, or he went there because the Obama Sibra was at home. Oh, it's about focus in the Gemara, but it's not our subject. So getting back to this, so therefore, there'll be an afkamina in the haircut itself. So he won't be able to make a leg out of pine. Ask him, by the way, what's 40 years supposed to mean? I mean, if you would have told me, you only could get a haircut after 40 years, it makes some sense to puzzle. Why does it say, first thing you think was, maybe it means 40 years to Malchus Beis David, right? But that's not possible. Because David was only a king a total of 40 years. And the Merida of Avshalom was certainly a good number of years before the end, maybe even 5 years according to some, 3 years according to others. But there was, remember, there was a lot of events that happened between that after Avshalom was killed. You still had the whole story of the 3 years of the hunger, the famine, that was afterwards, and the mispar of Bnei Yisrael, and then his buying and welcome to the Beis HaMikdash, his preparing for the Beis HaMikdash. These things all had to happen afterwards. So it can't possibly be referring to 40 years of Malchus Beis Dovid. So what is the 40 years being measured to? Rabbi Noray Omer Mishum Rabbi Yeshua. It's 40 years from the time that they were Sheol Melech, and that year, Lamaisa, the Rishonim explained, that was a Merida and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that even though what they were asking, they claimed that they were asking for greater Malchus. They want to have a Melech that's going to represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, you're being married to me, I'm your Melech, right? So it takes 40 years always for things, seeds of things to be expressed. 40 years later, you see the implications. They were married by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, claiming they really wanted Malchus. 40 years later, they were married by Malchus. The same Malchus that they were married by Vakish. You don't want no Malchus. You always find a way that, you know, you get a little bit more under your own hands. That's the point. In the end, you'll be shouting democracy. Antithesis of Malchus. Okay, so Memela, it was Nizgala after 40 years. Richie has volunteered to be our strong man until the Mela takes over. But at least we should.
Thank you. That's what I need.
What, wasn't it? You and Brian, I think, right? Tana, Ota Shana Shishalula Mela Hishnat Eser L'Shmul Aramati. This was the 10th year of Shmuel's Malchus. There's a lot of discussion of exactly how to split up this period, whether the number of years that Shmuel, we're talking about Shmuel, including the time, or some of the time, it was Melech together with Shaul. There's three basic different deos historically as to exactly what we're talking about. This is the 35th year of Malchus Beis Dovid, or the 37th year, or the 36th and a half year. There's a lot of different approaches which have to do with the understanding of the Psukim, of the Gemara and Tumura, and so on. But we shall leave it to Barnea, because after all, it is his neighborhood, and both in time and space, it's not as Barnea's neighborhood. Says the edition, Stam Nezirut Shloshim Yom. So if you have a Hareini Nazir and you don't say anything else, you become a Nazir automatically for 30 days. How do we know Stam Nazir is a Shloshim Yom? Omer of Masna, Omer Kro, Kodosh Ye, the word Ye is a Gematria, and it equals 30. It's a machlok, a very interesting machlok, as we've shown you. The Rosh says a Gematria is not one of your Gimel Midah Shatter and the Dreshes, even though the Hasidim hold it is, but it doesn't say anywhere in the list of the Midah Shatter and the Dreshes that there's such a thing as Gematrias. Therefore, he says, look, it's really Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. And so we're sort of Masmichid on the Indian of this Gematria. But the Ramban says that you can be Mekabel, to think of the Mekabel Gzereshava, you're Mekabel Gematria to Darshan. That means that the Halacha was given over, not as something to be Masmich on the Gematria, but that there's a Kabbalah, that this Gematria is indeed a meaningful Gematria. It's slightly different. Is it Stama Smachta Bialma, or is it really that you're told to learn it out of a Gematria? Bar Padomer, Kineged Nazir Nizro HaAmurim BaTorah Shloshim Chaser Achat. If you add up the number of times that it says Nazir, or some reference to the zeros, Nidro, Nizro, Lahazir, all of those Lashonas equal 29, and so the mice on the 30th day, you'll go ahead and you'll bring your karbonas. So that means in the end, as we'll see, you end up with 30. The truth is there's really 30 if you add it up. So you'll have to figure out why it says only Shreshim Chashavakas. All right? I'll leave it to you to find the 30th one. It says, Ki Nezer Elohav Al Rishayim. That Widash doesn't mean Nezirus. It just means Nezer. It's a play on words. But in terms of Nezirus itself, we only darshan the 29th. But meanwhile, you see that the Lashon of Nezirut is indeed the Chashivas of the Nezer HaKadosh, which is another relationship of the Kuna to the Nezirus. Okay. Fine. Says the Gemara, that makes a lot of sense. Why doesn't Rav Matna want to learn it out directly from the number of the psukim? Nami Nelef Mi Nazir Mizro Omar Lecha. You can't do that, because if that means you're using the word to tell me that there's a Naziris today. So what if I have another drasha? So I can't use it for that drasha. But I have a lot of these words have other drashas. Other drasha, let's say. Miyayin v'sheikhar yazir. So he said, what's the extra lashon over there? We had earlier, lesor yein mitzvah ki yein rishus. We had ki yafli lindor neder nozir la'azir. So you're darshaning nozir la'azir is two. It's nothing. Because we learn out from nozir la'azir shan nazirut halal nazirut. You can't use it for two separate drushes. Bar poda amar lacha, it's not true. Lekachan min on the lav the drasha. Look, in the many references that we've had to Naziris in the parsha, there's certainly one that's not particularly a drasha. So in the same way, that one, you understand, is definitely there. Click. So each one besides its level of drasha is another click. You keep clicking. So you click to the total number. There's the remez of the particular meaning of this word of Naziris. And then there's the overall function of the multiple references to Naziris, which is an indication of the multiple days of the Naziris. That's not a kasha. So it's the same way, elamideahu leminyana, since we're ready to agree that we don't know a drasha for every Nazir and Nazir that's mentioned. So it's the same way that one is there for minyana, that means that there's a level in which the words are mentioned, kulu nami leminyana. So all of them can be seen on that level, part of an overall structure of numbers, and then there's the specific meaning of this drasha particularly. Now, getting to our Mishnah, how exactly do the two drashas stack up? The Mishnah says Stam Nezirut Shloshim Yom. Okay? Stam Nezirut Shloshim Yom, according to Rav Masna, makes sense. He says, it says, Yiyeh Shloshim. That's what it says in the Mishnah. But Bar Pada says that it goes to 29. So if it's 29, so why does it say 30? It should say 29. So according to him, kasha, amelcha bar pada, it's not a kasha. After he's mashlim his naziris, so now he has to go and bring his korbanos. So that day is considered to be part of his naziris until he brings his korbanos. So ayi deika yom plati, de megaleach umevi korbanot tav. So obviously you can't say that Nazir is only 29 days. What, as soon as sun sets, he's not a Nazir anymore. He's still a Nazir. He's going to have to go do now the whole Aveda before his Megaleach. Therefore, Mishum HaChitana Shloshim, because the bottom line is that it really ends up being 30 days.
But not a full 30, because he brings it.
Not a full 30, but that's true according to everybody. Tana, Misha Amar Hareini Nazir, Megaleach Yom Shloshim V'Echad. Hold on a minute. The Mishnah says later that he does the Giluach on the 31st day, and that throws a big monkey wrench into Bar Pada's approach over here. Because, well, how do we get out with 31 days? And the whole excuse that he had was that the day after the 29 days is the day of Giluach. But now you're telling me that actually the day of Giluach is the 31st day. So how can you read into our Mishnah Shloshim Yom, including the Yom of Giluach? This is clearly saying that the halacha is like Rav Masna, that the mocker is yiyeh, that it's literally 30 days. So vishleim l'Rav Matna nechal. Okay, it makes sense, Shloshim. The next day is Yom HaKrovas Korbanotah. Ela Bar Pada. How do we get 31 days, according to Bar Pada? Amalekha Bar Poda, I like this one-sided, you know, it's like the media. You look at something, take it out of context, you ask me the kasha from this little thing, and we pretend that it doesn't say anything else. So how about if we join honest reporting? Now let's take a look at the Sefer. The Sefer says not like that. The Sefer says, Im gilach yom shloshim yatzach. So how are you saying yom shloshim? According to Rav Masna, you need to have your full 30 days, so you're not going to be yatzach. You have to do your giluach on the 31st day. So obviously, on the contrary, if anything, the Sefer is a riot to me. So Ella, the truth is Sefer Nisayayale. We always leave out the inconvenient information. The Sefer is indeed a proof. The Nazirus is 29 days. And the 30th day you can go and be Megaleah. Why then, in the Reisha, does it say the 31 days? That's because Reisha Nasaka Omer Shleimim. Problem is like this. Suppose you had said, Areni Nozer Shleshim Yom Shleimim. So that you weren't satisfied with relying on the built-in meaning of a Nazir, Stam Nazir Shleshim Yom. So you go ahead and you say, I'm a Nazir for 30 days. Then in that case, you really couldn't be Megaleach until the 31st day. Now people are not so smart. I mean, they remember Stam Nazir Shleshim Yom says in the Mishnah. So if I say, I want to be a Nozer, the full Shloshim Yom, and a lot of people could say such a thing, they'll think that's the same thing as Stam Nazir Shloshim Yom, but it isn't. Because in a Stam Nazir, you'd be able to do the Giluach on Yom Shloshim itself. But since you said the full Shloshim Yom, you want the full Monty. That means you got to do your Giluach the next day. And you're going to get confused because you think all you did was you spoke out the Mishnah like a really frum guy. So you gave it your whole, the full thing I want. Yeah. But then you wouldn't be Yetzir Karbonis, because you didn't do the Giluach the right day. In order to avoid that confusion, we made the standard Giluach on Yom Shloshim V'Echad. But obviously, if you hadn't said that, we're not going to passel your Giluach and your Karbonis if you brought them on Shloshim. It was only a Gezerah to make sure that you don't get confused, or that a different person doesn't get confused as well. Joe went ahead on the 30th day and he made a stand as yours and that's Shloshim Yom. And all I did was say, I want the full Shloshim Yom. It's the same thing, right? And he doesn't understand that it's not the same thing at all. It's the Gezerah. So the Chatchila, you should have Shloshim V'yachad. But Enoch Hinami B'yotz on Shloshim. But wait. But according to Rav Masna, it's a serious problem. If Rav Masna holds you need Shloshim Yom for the Naziris, so that means to be Ikradin, you're really doing the Giluach on Yom Shloshim V'Echad, not because of a Gzeira, but because that's the Halacha. So then why, according to him, does it say that you'd be Yotz on Yom Shloshim? So of course, says the Gemara of Rav Masna, indeed it's a Kasha Sefer. Rav Masna holds, mixes a Yom Kekulay. So in other words, Lechat Chila, he should be Yotz the entire day. If you be Yotz the entire day, he should wait until the next day to do his Naziris. However, since you can rely on mixes of Yom Kippur, so if he goes ahead and does his Giluach with the smart, well, I already kept today. I kept the morning is enough. So Enoch Hinami, he would be Yotze, but certainly the Iker Hadin of the Nezirut, the Lechatchila would be good to do properly and to keep your full Shloshim Yom. I say that that's the Pshat, but Zana Reini Nezir Shloshim Yom in Gilach Yom Shloshim Lo Yatza. What are you going to do with the Mishnah that says that you aren't Yitzan Yom Shloshim? There it's talking about Be'omer Shleimim. So if you literally said that it was Shleimim, so then Enoch Hinami, that's the problem. So then you made the mistake of thinking Stam Nazir Shloshim Yom is the equivalent of saying, I want the full Shloshim Yom. But the Maitzvah say, I want the full Shloshim Yom. You indeed, you're not Yitzan. But that's according to everybody. You wouldn't be Yitzan. Says the Gemara, what about the Mishnah? It's not Mishnah Zashte Nezirot. Migaleach at Rishona Yom Shloshim Yachad, Vashnira Yom Shloshim Yachad. So we have over here, you're supposed to wait the 31st, till the 31st. 31st begins the first day of the second Nezirus. Again, the 31st, which is now the 61st in total, is the day of the second Giluah. So Bishlai Mulur Masna Nech. I understand now, according to Rav Masna, this is why we're waiting now for the Shloshim V'Echad. But, L'marpada kasha? Why are we waiting till the 30 lechad? Avilakav barpada? Again, you're pulling the same shtick. Im ha-seifa. Im gilakat ha-rishana v'yom 30, migalayakat ha-shnia l'yom 60. According to you, that doesn't make any sense. I'm saying you could be migalayak even on the 30th. So again, seifa misayayale. So the seifa indeed is a riot to him. Reisha, what's the meaning of the Reisha? Why wait till the 31st? Be'omer shleimim, which again doesn't mean necessarily that he has to have said shleimim, but as we said earlier, just like if you had said shleimim, you need to wait till shloshim v'echad. So Mamela, where goes there to wait until shloshim v'echad? Oler masna kashya seifa. So then what's Rav Masna going to do? According to him, the Nazirah says, Mi'ikra Adin now, Shloshim Yom, how can he be Megaleach on Yom Shloshim? What's he going to do with the Bidiyavad? No, that's the, he'll tell you that the halach over there is, Amalach Rav Masna, Kiriktani Sefer, Yom Shloshim, Olelekan Olekan. You count the 30th day for the end of the first Nazirah, the beginning of the second Nazirah. Says the Gemara, so what are we going through the whole discussion for again? This is repetitive. You said that already. What are you telling me? What's the law? Mayi. That mixes a Yom Kukulo. All you're saying is mixes a Yom Kukulo. But that was what the first part of the Mishnah says. That im gilach b'yom shloshim yatsa. So what's the meaning of adding a complicated case? Im gilach b'yom shloshim migalech ha-shniya b'yom shishim. Of course. Why not? No. It's not the same at all. How do you use the same day to be part of Naziris A and part of Naziris B? Either today is the day that's mashlim that Naziris, and we're saying this day, Mikseh Yom Kekulai, counts for that day. How can you say Mikseh Yom Kekulai, the day is part of the first Naziris, and then turn around in the afternoon and say, well, the day is actually the day of the second Naziris? Mikseh Yom Kekulo, after all, defines the whole day. So how do you have Yetzirah Tarde Nisasar? So I would have, it's not the pshat that you can count hours towards your Naziris. That's not the meaning of Mikseh Yom Kekulo. Mikseh Yom Kekulo is that part of the day is the day. So how do you have part of the day is the day in two directions? Either it's this day or that day. That's what I would have thought, says Ramasa. Memel is a tremendous finish. Kamash Balan, that it's possible to count Mikseh Yom Kekulo as two completely separate Nazirot. And that indeed is worthwhile repeating, even though it seems on the surface to be the same as the original case. My time in the Rebbe, Yolik, mi batei arechoma. Well, Rebbe Yehuda Omar, the meaning of Yamim in batei arechoma is 2 days. Yeah, but I gzer shavim ishim COVID gomer. B'shnei yamim like a COVID. Which would be to split the year into four. No. Means maybe 4 months, one time, and 2 months, and another time, so it's not COVID. Because we learn out from the Kohanim, what's the Sfarah? So then if that's the case, Mayika Bainei the Sharachui, Yom Tov Shechal Yod Ben Shabbat, Achui Megalchin Ulo Megaleach, Inami Legaluchim In Safar Demale Shabbata, Achui Megalchin Ulo Megaleach Ad Panya. Hani Arboim Shana, by the way, Maya Vida Tayin, Rabbi Noroi Omer Mishum Rabbi Yeshua. It's a reference to Kate's Arbaim Shana, Shishalu Lehem Melech. Tana Ota Shana, Shishalu Lehem Melech, Hishnat Eser Lishmuel Aramati. Stam Nezirut Shloshim Yomino Animili Yomarab Matom, Makro, Kadosh Yiyeh, יהיה בגימטריה תלת עם הבי. בר פודה אומר, כנגד נוזר ניזרו אמורים בתורה שלושים חוסר אחס. כתיבי זה גמר. בר פודה אומר, כנגד נוזר ניזרו אמורים בתורה שלושים חוסר אחס. ומאס נעמי נאליף מנוזר ניזרו, אמלכו הוא לדרושה. יין בשכר יזיר, דאצ לא סויין מצווקין רשוס. כי אף לילן דו נדו נוזל ההזר, דאצ בלם של נזירס, חלו נזירס, נזיר תאי יבי דרושה נתאי מסקטר. Says Bar Poda, so what? Like a chamin on the lab of drosha, you didn't dash at every single one of those. So there's even one that's not for drosha. What are you going to tell me? Midyal Lilaminyana Kula Nami Laminyana. It's not stun is your shloshim yom. So Bishlam Lurumasa. Okay? Ye had the Gematria Shloshim. Bar Poda, Kasha, should say stun is your 29 days. Omlaka Bar Poda. Aide the Ika Platin the Megaleach Omevi Korbanotav Mishomachi Tana Shloshim. It's not Mishomar Reni Nazi Megaleach Yom Shloshim V'Yachad. It's Mishlem Nuri Masa Nechal Bar Poda Kasha Amalaka Bar Poda Yad Ema Seifa Im Gilach LeYom Shloshim Yatsa Ela Seifa Misayele Reisha Nase Kaona Shleimim Ulur Masna Kasha Seifa Kasava Mikis Yom Kekulay. It's not Harini Nazi Shloshim Yom Im gilach yom shloshim lo yatsa. Now that's over there. It's talking about where he literally said he wants the full thing. Bomer shleimim tzad mishen azar shtei nezirut. Megaleach al rishona yom shloshim yachad. Hashniya al yom shishim veyachad. It's a bishleim l'rav ma. That's supposed to be always the next day. Necha. But l'bar poda kasha. Am l'rav poda. And aim a seifa. Im gilach al rishona lo yom shloshim megaleach al hashniya lo yom shishim. What are you going to do with that? The seifa say yeale. So the Reisha is the equivalent of the Omer Shleimim, or as the Mefarish says, Nasek Omer Shleimim, which makes more sense, because it isn't really talking about Omer Shleimim, it's the same Gezer we had before, Nasek Omer Shleimim. Or Mas Nakasha Seifa, Omer Lachar Mas, Kerektani Seifa, Yom Shashim Ala Lakan Ala Kan. So I understand, so what's the Kiddush? Because Mixi Yom Kekula, Omer Lachar Zimna, Ma the tema hanim ilanim v'chodin the zeros, avol shtei the zeros lo, kamashman.